Audio 61, Preparation of a Corpse. The mummies that are displayed in this room and in the next are the product of natural conservation, propitiated by the environmental characteristics of the caves where the bodies were deposited. Their preservation lets us know the way in which the corpses were prepared before being transferred to the cemetery. The deceased was placed face up, with the head bent toward the chest, and usually tilted, arms stretched and tight against the body, and legs close together and extended, with the feet joined at the heels and toes. This placement was achieved using strips of skin or rush that tied the corpse. Then the body was wrapped in leather or rush canvases that were tightly adjusted by straps of the same material. Such belts were always placed in the same anatomical areas: shoulders, elbows, hands, knees, and feet. The preparation of the body was carried out by certain people trained for this activity and dedicated to it, at least for part of their time. The shroud described was systematically applied to the entire Aboriginal population of the island, generation after generation, right up to the time of the Castilian conquest in the 15th century. This standardization does not prevent the perception of differences in the quality and in the number of canvases that form the shrouds. These are the expressions of the social inequalities of the Canarians.